No, we can't. We're live now, by the way. No, we can't fucking hear this.
This is crazy.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening live to Trevor trying to figure out where the voices in his head are fucking coming from right now.
Trevor, do you smell burnt toast?
All right, we're back. I got it.
Where was it?
So I opened up my Internet Explorer, and it was some fucking TikTok thing. And I don't know why. I don't have TikTok. The fuck was it on there for? That was crazy. That was driving me nuts. And I closed everything out except for Internet Explorer, which is open because of this fucking thing.
Old man, Internet Explorer, is that still a thing?
Yeah, it is, bro.
Fuck. I didn't know.
Why did that happen?
All right, here we go.
That was terrible.
And now we're going to play the intro music.
Okay.
Hello, we are not available now. Please leave your name and phone number after the beep.
Hey, huge fan. Been following for a while. Just have a quick question. By any chance, are you former Ravens Super Bowl MVP Joe Flacco?
You're the 195th time. Unless I did it again and I lost count. For the 195th time, I'm not Joe Flacco. This is not Joe Flacco, the podcast. I've got the boys here. I just added Trevor back. We've got the boys here. You were listening to... We got to fix this feedback. We even got a review that was like, I would have given you guys 12 stars, but the feedback thing sucks. We're going to have to like do some troubleshooting on that. But not on this pod.
No way.
On this pod.
No way, no how.
We're powering through it. Anyways, so that was our new segment, Old Man Hears Voices. Which is probably going to come up more as we get into the 200s. Like, we're getting older. Technology's getting newer. This is going to happen more and more.
Yeah. Trevor, what's going on today? What's going on?
So that's a long day. A lot's been happening lately.
It sounds like it. What else?
My company has just acquired a larger company.
Okay.
That has multiple locations. And then also opening up something all the way inland. I've just been running around like a madman and trying to figure some shit out today, unless yesterday and the day before that. It's been a long couple of days.
And now voices. Man beat me into submission by Internet Explorer.
Yeah. But I don't know how that like came up. I don't know why it started playing. It doesn't make any sense.
You can just download TikTok. It's a popular app. You don't have to like watch it on Internet Explorer.
It had to be like a Facebook link or something. Yeah. Anyway, I thought I was losing it there for a second.
We were sure you were.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, you're hearing voices. I'm looking at people that have podcasts and finally put their face on their podcast going, I know that guy. Where do I know him from? Why can't I come up with his name? So we're all getting old. And now I've got my wife looking for who this man is, but she's fairly sure we've tracked him down. Anyways, football and stuff.
Yeah,
football.
Doug, in week 16 of the Deshaun Watson saga? How are we feeling?
It's been pretty steady for me.
Like steady decline, steady.
Just steady. Let's just not talk about it. No, I don't.
That's
like
usually
it.
A sign that we're going to talk about it for like 40 minutes.
Yeah, no. So what they're saying, they're going for an indefinite season long suspension. Is the way
indefinite
I've been...
minimum with a minimum year, indefinite length, basically to like, in case he ends up with 48 of these accusations that they can then continue to. Ramp them up.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Super dude. Super nice guy.
And Baker Mayfield's jersey somehow showed up on the Seattle Seahawks page today.
Yeah, a lot of chatter in the last couple days about the Seahawks and Baker.
I don't want them to get even a decent quarterback.
Twitter is ablaze. So you'd rather see Drew Lock?
That's what I'm saying.
As a Seahawk, yeah.
Yeah, that makes complete sense. So, yeah.
Baker's better than Drew Lock. He's better than Geno Smith. Welcome to my podcast. that's the flaming hot fucking take you get here at Not Joe Flacco's Podcast Emporium.
Hot takes.
Yeah, Baker would be an upgrade over Drew Lock and Geno Smith. 1,000%.
Yeah, I agree.
Cosign. But yeah, it's just the whole Deshaun stuff. It's just hard for me to watch. I don't like it. It's uncomfortable.
Imagine being
his masseuse.
It's very uncomfortable.
Are you getting paid?
Yeah.
Who else is on the Browns? What other quarterback?
Jacoby. Brissett. Baker Mayfield.
Oh, Brissett? I always thought Brissett was all right.
No, yeah. They signed him. He's there.
He's a good reserve. We'll see what happens. I don't know. There's some talent on the roster.
You don't want Jacoby Brissett starting 17 games. That's if he was capable of starting 17 games, he'd be starting 17 games somewhere. He's not a 17 game guy. Two games.
I did read somewhere that if Watson does get the full season, the Browns get Jimmy for the season.
Do it.
Jimmy.
They would end up if they traded for him. Now, does his $46 million count against their cap this year if he gets suspended?
Oh no. If it's an indefinite, yeah, if it's for the year, then the contract moves up a year. So they don't pay him anything. And that $1 million whatever contract starts next year.
Oh. All right. So yeah, you guys could absorb $25 million of Jimmy dollars.
Yeah.
Real easy.
Yeah.
And now you're desperate. I don't want to fucking rob you of anything, but a second round pick sounds really reasonable.
Sure.
Use the Panthers to drive that sumbitch up. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was like they tried to, I can't remember what I read, but it was basically like a 3-team trade. But the Browns got Jimmy and Baker somewhere else, and the Niners got picks.
I hadn't even thought of Jimmy to the Browns in all this, because I think part of it was if he's only suspended for 8 games, obviously his salary is going to be, you know, they don't get the salary cap relief, but if it's a year-long suspension. Ooh. Yeah.
Right.
All of a sudden, I'm really rooting for a year-long suspension for reasons other than he sexually assaulted allegedly 24 females.
Right?
I'm like way more invested in it right now.
The Browns can do weird things, and that sounds weird to me. So let's do it. Let's get weird.
Oh, it's gonna get weird.
It's weird. We're getting weird. It's been weird.
Yeah, it's gonna get weirder.
I mean, Jimmy shows up anywhere and is like, wait, people pay for sex? I can't go anywhere without fucking somebody. What? Like, waitresses in the bathroom, 40-year-old porn star, like, doesn't matter. Just throw them at me.
Anyways. He's probably got some stories.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Like, if you were going to be one quarterback in the NFL for a year or a month or whatever it was, let's say if you were going to, like, Jimmy's maybe a top 5 selection. Just to be able to walk around at 6'2" and 215 pounds and be that fucking handsome. Yeah.
I would not want to do it.
Not married.
I would not want to do it.
Okay. I mean, I wouldn't want to be stuck with whatever he may or may not have for the rest of my life.
Right, but right. Like, just for a day.
Yeah, just as long as it's not like a flare up month. Fuck, dude, I'll be Jimmy G all day.
He's got the kind of money. Right? He's fine.
Give me that jawline.
Strong.
I don't even have a bad jawline, but give me that one. All yeah. Fuck yeah. And the tan? That'd be the weirdest thing for me. I'd be looking, I'd be like, whoa. Skin can look like this?
Yeah, it's not cadaver gray.
Yeah. I look at my children who are, you know, for those listening at home, half Puerto Rican. And I just watch in envy as like, I mean, it worked. I genetically engineered them to tan.
Right.
But just, well. Just watching them bronze up every summer. It's just like, God, you fucking bastards. Look at you. You're so tan. It's awesome. What else we got? So Baker to the Seahawks. I mean, that makes too much sense. I mean, Baker and Pete Carroll, is that a combustible?
I think we all talked about this, and they even kind of looked at each other on the field.
Can two guys have that big a chip on their shoulder? Does Pete have a chip on his shoulder?
You think Pete's chipping? I don't think Pete's chipping. I think he's chewing.
Yeah, chewing chip?
Chewing chip.
He's on his back nine. He's in his twilight years. He's on the other side of the Russell Wilson thing. He doesn't care.
Yeah,
the other side of me seeing Baker go to the Seahawks and being like, this is bad for the 49ers would be, I mean, would it be so bad for Baker Mayfield to put up a huge season playing for Pete Carroll just to, you know, be like, hey, maybe Russell Wilson wasn't that great.
Yeah, and him did not do well in Denver.
Just fucking tarnish the legacy a little bit.
Yeah,
that'd be nice. I am not rooting against Baker Mayfield by any means. He's, I mean, even though everybody's saying how unlikable he is in that locker room, I don't care. If he does well somewhere else.
Has more and more I'm come out about him?
Doug? I just keep seeing shit like that. It's like, I don't know. I've seen other players fully supporting him.
It's too. There's just too much smoke there for there not to be.
There's something there.
For there to be nothing. And it's like the low key smoke, like, you know, supporting Odell. Like that wasn't. That was just. That was like. They're not saying it, but they're saying it.
Yeah. A lot of people calling him immature.
Wait, I mean, you know, talking behind his back. And calling somebody else immature, kind of a bitch move. Not gonna lie.
It's true.
Immature.
Mature.
The Texans got named in the Deshaun Watson lawsuits now. Like they were talking about it, but they actually got, I think they dropped 20 of the 24, but they've named them in the.
Yeah.
So like now the Texans also have 24 lawsuits.
Yeah.
Texans didn't settle with the females.
Nope.
So, I mean, if there's one franchise that fucking deserves it, they're a top four pick in the draft for franchises that probably deserve this a little bit.
Seems that
I'm just like ripping through the hot takes. Like the Texans are a terrible organization. Fucking Baker Mayfield's better than Drew Lock. This is why you're here, folks.
Yeah.
Zing.
If like Stephen A. and Skip Bayless, you know, if one of them dies in like the Tupac Biggie beef, maybe, you know, maybe I slide into one of those seats. I can start blessing the airwaves, start blessing TV.
I don't know, Nacho. You're a pretty likable guy. You can't really replace Skip Bayless.
Oh, I can be unlikable.
He's the worst. Oh, I know you can be unlikable, but I don't think like
for Skip money. For Skip money, I can be the biggest fucking asshole on the planet.
He's the worst.
It's a show. It's got to be a show. There's no way.
Yeah, give me fucking Skip Bayless's money and a writer's room. Yeah, we're gonna inflame some people. Because then I don't have to worry about what I'm saying. Like, I've got a joke I just can't say. Like, I've got one. I've got a meme I can't do right now.
That's gotta hurt. It's gotta hurt.
It's like a burp that won't come up. It's kind of like this bubble just sitting in me. But I really can't do this one. I mean, I could. Maybe. We'll think about it. This is a good thing why I don't drink.
Let's just Twitter it.
Nah. The guy died. I can't do that one.
Okay. Enough said. Okay.
And it's such a stupid joke. Dan Snyder, speaking of fucking assholes and top four teams that deserve but need new owners, basically. Dan Snyder skipped out on a subpoena. Those are when I grew up in my day, those were mandatory. Those you had to go see the principal.
Yeah. Now
you just like, nah, fuck you, I'm good. And we're talking about boxing again. All
man,
day,
what's going on?
Adrian Peterson fighting Le'Veon Bell. Boxing match. We're talking about boxing.
I feel like there's just so many hitting your kids jokes right now.
Yeah.
Who's rooting for Le'Veon Bell in that fight? Nobody, right?
Some Pittsburgh fans, probably.
Not even. They don't like him because of how he left.
Yeah, I love him.
So you're basically rooting for the guy that was, I guess, convicted? Is that the right word for what happened to AD?
Fuck them kids.
He was hitting him with a switch.
I don't think he was convicted because that would mean that. No, I think he was. Huh.
I mean, he might have pled guilty or something. Who the fuck knows? He was embroiled. That's the right word here. He was embroiled in a child abuse scandal, and we're sitting here going, God, I hope he beats this shit out of Le'Veon Bell.
Right.
I hope Le'Veon Bell gets what it's coming to him.
Right.
That guy just likes strippers with fat asses, and he's just kind of an asshole. The other guy beats his kids.
So who are you guys rooting for?
Adrian Peterson.
Yeah, me too.
I still like him. I like his face.
Yeah.
I don't like him.
And then Jimmy G's the Patriots players kind of hated Jimmy G, which is wild to me because the Niners fucking guys love him.
Everybody seems to love him. That had to be a Brady thing.
So during Brady's suspension for the Deflategate shit,
cheers.
Brissett and going back to Brissett and Jimmy both got hurt in those first four games. I mean, Jimmy always gets hurt. It's kind of what he does. But it was like he was non-throwing shoulder, and his agent apparently was like, "Hey, sit out because you're hurt, and we don't want to. You know, you're not playing that much. The last thing we want to do is put a bunch of bad fucking tape out there," which is agent stuff, right? And the players are sitting there going like, dude, we're all fucking hurt. Get out there. And apparently, like, he didn't practice all week, or he did practice all week, and then, like, on the Saturday before the game, he was like, I can't go. And then Brissett, who should have been getting the reps, and it was just, like, one of those things. And, like, Martellus Bennett just flamed Jimmy, like, a couple years ago about – or a year ago or something. There's been some time. And then, like, just recently, Edelman was asked about it and, like, was reading Martellus Bennett's quote out loud, which is really funny. Just the optics and the...
the way it was said.
It's like a bad dub, like when you're watching a movie. And then Edelman was like, yeah... you know, filler words. I can see why he'd be upset. Like, and he kind of talked about it. It's like, you know, he didn't call Jimmy a bitch. Martellus Bennett did. Right. And then
so Edelman was asked how he felt and then he read Bennett's quote.
I think they, I don't know exactly the how it was set up, but it looked like they're like, hey, here's what Martellus Bennett said. Edelman read it out loud, and they were like, so what do you think? And that's, he was responding to what Martellus Bennett said.
Okay.
It's definitely not the Patriot way.
Right. And that, so there's a guy that follows me that apparently has some like connections within the locker, the Niners locker room. And this very similar thing had popped up with Jimmy last year about like his ankle and things like that. And, you know, don't rush him back and in and out and shit like that and save yourself and contract shit and all this other stuff. And I'm just sitting there going like, it didn't make sense, but this is now the second time I'm hearing it. That the agent has just kind of a little too much pull with Jimmy. But then, I mean, Jimmy fucked himself by playing through the shoulder injury there at the end of the Niners season and the thumb injury there at the end of the Niners season. If he just shut it down, like he'd be healthy right now and probably be getting 25 mil from his next team instead of like, you know, maybe he's going to make 8, maybe he's going to make 25. Who the fuck knows? He kind of needs the Browns to step in and drive his price up with the Panthers kind of thing for him to make his whole contract. So he kind of fucked himself by playing at the end of the 2021 season.
Is that because everybody hated him when he didn't play for the Patriots? Is that what he tried to do?
Right. Like that, it? You know, maybe he had gotten some, maybe there was some kind of pushback and it was like, hey, you know, you got to start putting the fucking team first. And maybe it was different because it was like end of the season versus the first 4 weeks. And because he was the starter and he was trying to earn the next contract and or whatever, but
and there were guys that came back to play with him, right?
I mean, like,
were there guys that came back and said, we're going to keep it?
Yeah, well, I mean, like, when they drafted Trey, my theory, at least, was that there was no way that Shanahan was going to be able to, like, look at, like, Trent Williams and some of these other guys that, you know, had signed one-year veterans that had signed one-year contracts. Would they have signed those contracts if they knew that the Niners were going to be starting a rookie? And like that, I thought that could have caused some problems in the locker room. It would have pissed me off if I was one of the veterans and I'm like, hey, we got a Super Bowl team. And then like you bring in a rookie from North Dakota State to fill out this championship roster. That would have fucking rubbed me the wrong way for sure. Anyway, just, you know, maybe Jimmy G fucking puts his money first, you know, wouldn't be the first time, but I think like between him playing hurt at the end of the year and some of the other stuff and like the Niners fucking guys like are effusive about him. I feel like, you know, maybe that's just a fucking, maybe the Patriot way is a little like Mean Girls. Maybe they're a little fucking cunty over there, you know?
Definitely a little cunty.
Cunty.
I golfed with my brother on Sunday. We said cunt a whole lot. I'm just gonna throw this out there.
That's like your favorite word.
It's the best word.
It's a good one.
Mm-hmm. It's we're, you know, he was born in Australia. My mother's Australian. I'm half Australian. It's our birthright. Like you get dual citizenship, and with your passport, you get a hull pass on the C word. It's fucking perfect.
You're calling us cunts.
There's no better gift for being Australian than, or just to visit Australia, than to just go down there and just like hear everybody get called a cunt. Everybody. You cunt.
But yeah, it's, you call your boy a cunt, you call your enemy a wanker or a mate, right?
I haven't, it's been a minute. I might fuck that up, but like, God, I gotta go back, man. It's been forever.
Yeah, go back to your island of criminals. Criminal.
Yeah. The my cousin, like my third cousin, he's like, hey dude, why don't you come home? And I was like, that was the first time anybody from Australia like had called it home to me, like in 30 years, 40 years, 30 yeah. years. And I was like, holy shit, is that home? I'm like, no, here's home. I can't leave my kids.
well, I thought about it.
I mean, they're right.
Sure.
Twice a day. Twice a day. but no. What else we got? Oh, Siragusa died.
R.I.P.
He was. That was an interesting man there.
I mean, yeah. He was a Raven, and I liked him.
Right.
So he's special.
Didn't another Raven die?
Another Raven died. Yeah.
Yeah, he was like
26. Rookie,
like, yeah, just a couple years out of the league. What happened there? I don't even know what the cause was. Do we?
I haven't even seen. Haven't even seen.
Pretty effing sad.
Yeah. But like Siragusa's dad died at 47 and Siragusa dies at like 55. It's like, fuck, dude. Like, imagine, like, you know, imagine just kind of like staring that in the face as you get older.
Right.
Like, shush.
My veins are good for, like, if my veins make it to 50 years on borrowed time, Jesus, man. Like, it's fucking scary.
Your veins?
It's like, I mean, it's like, you know, heart attacks and blood pressure and fucking all whatever. You know, it was probably a heart attack that killed Siragusa. But anyway, just fucking, sad.
Yeah.
No, but he was like, he was so good as a sideline reporter.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I remember he was like the first, to me, that's the one that resonated, is like the first kind of lineman. Like sideline, like you never really heard linemen talk,
right? Like, and now we've got like
now he's on national broadcasts.
He's a big guy.
Like, if John Madden was like a garbage man, that was Goose. Like,
John Madden was Jersey,
right? Like, just yeah, a working class John Madden. Even though, like, yeah. Siragusa was like, yeah, like if John Madden spent all his time at the horse track. So, anyway.
If John Madden had a tip.
Rest in peace, Tony Siragusa.
R.I.P. Goose. Sad.
Speaking of Goose.
He's got to ask it. We did get a review.
Did we get a review?
We did get reviews.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
I already mentioned the one where they said, now, they're blaming Trevor for the audio problems. I don't know who it is.
Everybody is blaming me for the audio problems?
The guy with the review said, gave us 4 stars, would be 5 stars if Trevor plugged in headphones to stop the annoying feedback playing. Everything else about the podcast is 10 out of 10, just a nitpick about the production.
Doug, do you use headphones?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's probably what I should do then. I'm just on speakerphone.
Yeah.
That answers it. Yeah.
That was a simple solution.
There we go. Thanks, reviewer. We listen to you.
But I don't hear it when Trevor speaks.
I think that's the thing, because when I talk, just a second later, I can hear a little bit coming back to me.
Yeah, I hear it when you talk. Do you hear it when I talk?
I don't hear it when either one of you talk. Just like you guys don't hear the fucking video playing in my back.
Jesus, Trevor.
Yeah, it's Trevor.
Your phone needs an exorcism. Good Lord.
It's Trevor.
I do need a new phone.
All right. All
right, that's my fault. Okay, I'll change it.
So here's, let's see. We did Pinnacle of Audio Entertainment last time, right? Yeah. Yeah, we did Pinnacle of Audio Entertainment.
What's that?
I'm just the name of the reviews. I'm just trying to find the right one.
Oh.
So this one says 5,000 stars. You can't choose family, but if I could, I would choose Nacho, Doug, and Trevor.
Yeah.
I'm thoroughly convinced that there are no three more entertaining and funny people in the world to talk about football movies or any wide variety of inevitable tangents that these three go on every episode. You will never be bored listening to this show, even during the off season, which is unique for a football podcast. The segments of the show are so interesting compared to any other football podcast, from the three-man drafts of different things in football world to all my all-time favorite start, bench, cut. It is constant entertainment. I mean, I swear these are the only people out there who can make me laugh on an unhealthy level listening to a conversation about ceiling fans, swivel chairs, and napkins. Those are my favorite fucking start bench cuts, by the way.
That was
truly one of the highlights of my week. It brings a tear to my eye every time I hear the Trevor's Hockey Corner intro song, because I know it means there's only a half hour, 45 minutes tops left in the episode. This is seriously the best football podcast out there. And if you don't start listening right now, you're dumber than Chase Claypool, think he's a top three receiver in the league. Go Broncos? Question mark. Editor's note. That's me with the question mark. P.S. Thank God Russell Wilson can throw a football well, because he's by far the cringiest person ever. It hurts my ears to listen to him talk. Okay, you made up for yourself right there.
Yeah, he. This reviewer gets away with the Go Broncos. That was a great review.
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
it's like they're getting better every week.
They are.
I like paying attention. I mean, who doesn't like a little competition? These people are raising the bar every week. Yeah. I appreciate it.
It's healthy.
I'd like to know their names. I'll shake their hands.
Yeah. And not punch you with them.
I would never be that.
Yeah.
No.
Let's just not meet up in an AutoZone parking lot.
Yeah. Get in the zone.
Oh man. All right.
That was good.
I asked the questions. I didn't get a lot of fucking responses to the questions. I was posed this question. Trevor and Doug are both hanging off a cliff. Start bench cut. You save only Trevor and Doug dies. You save only Doug, but Trevor dies, or both die, but you're not there. It's not your fault. I mean,
if not, Joe is like,
go ahead,
hanging off a cliff with like hanging us, like we're taking both, like all of us are gone.
We're all going down. Start bench cut.
Mean, this supposes that I have like a crane or something with right. me to, start, or start like I've got a winch on my truck.
Right.
Like you pick the wrong guy to pull two guys up a cliff. Let's be real here. I was like, what? You gave me an option where they both die, but it's not my fault.
So,
but it kind of,
you don't have to make a choice
because I'm picking to not be there.
You don't have to make a choice. You don't have to make a choice. That's the option.
Right.
It's, or you fucking save a life.
Like, but if I'm there, if I'm gone, I lose both. If I don't show up, I lose both of you. If I do show up, I have to watch one of you fall to your death. My only question is Trevor drunk?
I was just going to say that. That makes that decision easy.
Because I would kick him in the forehead to save Doug. I would push Trevor first just in case I drop Doug, in the hopes that Doug would land on Trevor to either save Doug's life or finish Trevor's off.
I don't know how far a drop it would be, but it would be probably the world's like biggest elbow drop if we both fell. Yeah, I would elbow drop Drunk Trevor 700 feet, like Crypts of the Moor, Ireland.
They're just Doug and Trevor are Black Widow and Hawkeye fighting down the cliff.
Nah, we're holding hands.
Yeah.
We're going down together, buddy.
Anyway, so that was
Freebird.
That was one of the questions that got posed to me.
Oh, that's good.
No, but like in the first thing that came to my mind was, is Trevor drunk? Like, is that why they're hanging off a cliff? And that's probably what would have happened. That's how you guys got there in the first place. Was
Trevor, we were on scooters in Mexico, and I was drunk, and then we ended up off a cliff. Instead of putting Travis into the back of a van and dislocating his shoulder that I don't think is healed yet.
Right. You did maim Travis for the rest of his life.
He's gonna have like, he's gonna heart start hurting when it rains in a couple years.
Doug, had you heard that story?
I don't think so. I think we should all hear it.
This was the Cozumel trip that I skipped.
Yes,
and I think I'm happy. I'm fine with it. Perfectly fine with it. Anyway, go ahead, Trevor.
Oh, we were in. We went to the Casa Rosita. My one and only trip to that house, which was our buddy's oceanfront three level bright pink house in Cozumel, Mexico. That was a good trip. There's a lot of fucked up shit that I really probably can't really talk about. Some of that, like if we had social media that was strong then, we'd all been in trouble. Like that's one of those trips. And anyway, so one of them, we decided to go into town and drink a bunch of high octane margaritas. And then somebody's like, there's this really cool bar across the island that, you know, it runs on a generator because there's no power that's on that side of the island. And it's like this fucking sick place that's got like stacks of photo albums of boobs of people that have been there. And like there's wild animals on there. And there's like a dude that sells tacos. Shrimp tacos that they just catch off the bluff. It ended up being one of the coolest places ever. But on the way,
now how'd you get there?
So we all got there on scooters that we rented.
Now let me just jump in here and interject, because I've been to this house. I've been to Cozumel. Mm-hmm. It's some of the best nights I may or may not remember. But the first trip, we pull into town. And then we get a cab to the, this was my first trip. So this was like college, just like 2003. And I'm like, hey, fucking scooters. And the cab driver turns around and goes, don't get on the fucking scooters.
Really?
He's like, you'll fucking die if you get on the fucking scooters. Like the last thing you should do is get on the fucking scooters. That's like rule number one of Cozumel, according to this taxi driver, was don't get on the fucking scooters.
Well, we didn't get that taxi driver.
Yeah.
That did not happen. So anyway, it's not like a great idea. We'll get like just shit-faced drunk and then walk into the scooter rental place because it's Mexico. And they just rent us a bunch of scooters so we could drive across the island. Now, I'm not quite sure if this happened in this timeline. But anyway, we had scooters and we were drunk. And I'm like, hey, I've never really driven a scooter. Like, I'm down, but like, Travis, you should probably drive. And they're like, no, I'll do it. And I'm like, all right, cool. So he gets on the back and we're just kind of zipping around and we get to like downtown and it's all fucking cobblestone and it's been sprinkling. And so I'm going a bit too fast.
A little drizzle.
I go around a corner. It doesn't turn. And we just fucking smack right into the back of a van. But I put the scooter down and I slid under it. Travis did not, and he just kept going into the back of the van. And then I'm just laughing. I like scraped up my leg, but I am just dying laughing. And then somebody's like, yo, get up. And I look across the street and there's a bunch of federales walking towards us. I did this right in front of a bunch of cops and then just picked up the scooter and sped off. But Travis
leaving Travis there?
No. Travis got back on. It was like go, 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 go. And he literally dislocated his shoulder.
Yeah, no, to the point where
yeah.
years later,
yeah,
he'll be sitting at a bar and just be like rolling his shoulder back and forth, and he's like, "What are you doing?" He goes, "This is fucking from when Trevor ran me into a fucking fan."
I told you I was trying to scooter.
It never healed right.
Nope.
Anyway, how did we get on this one? How did we get on this tangent? Doesn't matter.
I don't know.
Tough to say.
Scooters.
All right, start bench cut. We got a little hodgepodge, a little potpourri tonight. It's not all start bench cut. Start bench cut. Live sports, live concert, live stand-up comedy.
Ooh.
That was a good question. You're never going to guess who asked it.
But do we know them?
Tommy Noble.
Tommy Noble.
Tom Carbunas.
What a man.
Smearlisk. Sipping on cups.
This is like the fifth straight start bench cut question we've done from Tom.
Tommy Dubs?
Fucking Tommy Noble.
All right. Live sports, live concert, live stand-up comedy. Somebody go.
All right. I've seen bad stand-up comedy. I've also been to a bad concert.
I mean, take them like, let's go like average live sports, average live concert, average live stand-up. Or we can go great sports, great concert, great stand-up. I don't care. But they're all going to be the same level. We'll give them all the same credit.
I have a lot of like pain in the ass sport venues that I've been to. Like the places I've seen the most sports of all are always a fucking pain in the dick to fucking get to. Live sports. I don't think anything can beat a really, really good live concert. I don't think anything could beat it. I also have been to a couple playoff games that have been like top 10 experiences. I don't think I can say that about stand-up. I saw Joe Rogan. He was good. I've seen some good stand-up. I am going to start concert, bench, sporting event, and cut live comedy.
Interesting. Doug.
You know what? There's something special about it, a good concert. I think I'm with you, Trevor. I'm going with the concert, starting them.
Like a good concert could be like transcendent, especially if you're on good drugs.
Right? So,
I mean, I've seen Roger Waters live like 8 times on mushrooms.
Yeah, man, I've been to some great concerts. So I think
not Joe, just because I know you don't know who that is. Roger Waters was the lead singer for Pink Floyd.
I was going to be like, is he from Fish or something?
Pink Floyd was a 70s band.
I'm aware of...
From England. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I know the name.
Legend.
Just really white people music, so I'm not sure if you're, you know, that up on it.
I'll tell you what, though. Every stand-up show I've been to has been pretty great, too. I haven't seen a bad stand-up show.
Yeah, but the girlfriend I used to have down there, she worked at the comedy store, so I'd go there all the time.
Yeah, I'm sure they're out there.
So, were one of you with me when we saw Pauly Shore?
Yeah.
Is that you?
Uh-huh.
That was middling.
It was.
That was probably like, but that's comedy club stand-up.
I think Owen and I have seen Jim Jeffries and Bill Burr together.
Those I saw Jim Jeffries up in Solana Beach.
Yeah, I was there. Yeah, I was there. That was fantastic.
Yeah, he was great.
And he was like super sick.
Remember something, that? Yeah. Doug, who are you benching?
I'm going to bench the stand-up, and I'm going to cut the sporting event. You know what, dude? I need – if it's a game I really care about, I need to see it on TV. I need to be able to yell at the ref and know I'm right. So I need to be able to see that. So that's my reasoning.
I'm going with Doug mostly because concerts and comedy don't give me fucking anxiety that makes me want to fucking kill somebody within 3 feet of me.
I'm going on like kind of the best, right? Because most sports games are just a pain in the ass and expensive. But like a team that you absolutely love in a pivotal playoff game that you win, like that's fucking great.
Yeah, I'm still like, I'm at the point where I'm gonna enjoy it and cry or scream or, you know, fucking break a fist punching a door.
I mean,
regardless.
And I'm talking about lifetime experience. I am not talking about what I'd prefer to go to now as a 39-year-old man.
I have, like, some of my favorite memories are at sporting events. And I don't have, and then concerts are, like, the time my brother and I got the ride from the cop after after the Niners season opener. That was amazing. That game was amazing. Arnez Battle, Notre Dame, Doug. I don't know if you know.
Yeah. Quarterback.
Arnez Battle won the game on a reverse from, like, it was either a 2-point conversion or it was like he was from like the 6 or some shit. Like, it was like he was they were in close and they called a reverse. This was the year I had season tickets, and would fly up for the games, and they were terrible. The Niners were, I mean. But like that those nights, like the game where, like, I was, my first Niner game ever was the big comeback in the playoffs in the wild card game against the Giants. So they're like, those things are the most memorable of the three. But if I had to pick one right now, like, my best memories from any of those, stand up, concerts or sporting events, my best memories are from sports. But like, I would, if you gave me tickets right now, I know what I'm getting from music. I know what I'm getting from comedy, because it's like, I'm choosing who to go see. And sports, like, I just don't know what I'm getting. Like, I don't know who else is going to fucking be there. I don't know fucking, you know, I'm sober now, and fucking going to sports game sober is a little rough because everybody's just getting fucking shit canned. Yeah. So I'd go music, comedy. I'd go music, comedy, and then sports.
Yeah, and I get to go to local sports games for free, and I go often, and they're just not, well, I am in Orange County, so everybody sucks in Orange County as far as sports fans go. But, like, yeah. I'm kind of over it. Like, I'm not, you know, when the Yankees are in town, yes. But, you know, other than that, I think I'm ranking comedy right now as, like, which one I'd rather go to. There's probably only two or three concerts that I'd be really stoked to go to. Otherwise, I'm not going to go.
Yeah, I mean, the music, I none of them sound, comedy would probably be the thing that would be. Yeah, a comedy might actually win.
Yeah.
Like, if you give me Niners tickets, Jeselnik tickets, or, I don't know, fucking Kanye tickets, I'm going with Jeselnik for sure.
Well, yeah. Kanye would be terrible. Just the people that would be there would be fucking awful.
Even though, I mean, like, the Kanye concert was fucking amazing. It was like 15 years ago, but, like, fucking unreal. Anyways. Okay. Cool. I do want to say that I think that Adrian Peterson and Le'Veon Bell are scared to fight Frank Gore. Just gonna throw it out there.
Or it's a winner fights Frank Gore.
Fucking bring it, dude.
That'd be cool.
Frankie's out there fucking one punch fucking killing guys. Chad Johnson said, Frank gets his fucking fists on you. He gets his hands on you. You're going down.
You're done.
Going down. I thought I screen grabbed way more star bench cuts, but I did not. The another response was favorite sports moment of all time. I'm not sure we've necessarily gotten into that one.
Favorite sports moment of all time?
Yeah. Didn't have to be football.
Yeah, mine's probably going to be the Cavs winning the championship 2016 comeback from 3-1 deficit against 7-3-1 best team of all time. Warriors, right? Remember them? We beat them.
Their names come up.
Fade them.
Trevor?
What?
What's your favorite sports moment? Like, did you forget the fucking question already? or did you think that Doug was just answering for all three of us by picking the Cavs beating the
Warriors? I thought it was a tie, because it's not really a start.
I was waiting for everybody.
I'm going to say favorite sports moment.
Trevor's heavy on the fucking sound effects tonight. It has been a rough week for you.
It might be the 98 World Series.
Was that like John Wetland?
Yeah, that was like, you know, arguably the one of the best baseball teams ever play.
Was that just, 106 win team?
Yeah, and I saw probably 100 games that year. Like, I was paying attention. And
oh, you were just a giant piece of shit then for like, there was like 100 different nights where you were just.
Well, it was also, I was in high school and all my buddies were Yankee fans and it was just.
Were you like at the games or
yeah. Oh yeah. At... Yeah. I mean, I went to like probably 20 games that summer. So yeah, nice. It was just like, I was very involved that season and it had just happened to be that team.
Yeah.
And so it kind of just resonates.
My favorite, I mean, the 94 Niners team that won the Super Bowl was, that whole season was just very cool. They won the fucking Super Bowl, but it was like my aunt had got me a subscription to like the Sacramento Bee. So it was like, I was getting like local sports coverage, like delivered to my door like once a week kind of shit. And I was like clipping out all the fucking newspaper clippings. Like, yeah, this is like years before I got an email account. Like, it's how fucking long ago this was. And then in the middle of all that, at the beginning of 94, our house got almost knocked down by the earthquake. And so it's like in the middle of all that, like we moved out of, we were living in my parents, like we had a pool house in the backyard and it was one room. And for 9 months, we lived in like the four of us in like one room in 1,000 square feet. And I was in seventh grade. My brother was in fourth grade. So like right in those like prime, like, I'm learning, you know, it's like I'm needing to jerk off like three times a day. I'm fighting with my brother all the fucking time and there's no walls. So it was really fucking terrible, like 9 months. And then like we swapped houses with a guy who lived across the street. He was a single guy. He had a 4-bedroom house. And so we swapped room. He made a ton of money off rent from the insurance company and everybody was kind of happy. But the day we moved in, it was real early in the season. Might have been September, early October. But the Niners got smoked by the Eagles, like 40-8 or some shit. And like Steve Young got benched, I think, and he was trying to fight George Seifert on the sidelines. Like, it was starting out to be an absolutely fucking awful season. But like that game was the beginning of everything turning around. And they went on this fucking like huge run after that and then ended up winning the Super Bowl. And like I would have been an absolutely completely miserable person if not for the Niners fucking winning the Super Bowl that year. I wanna just like double check my recollections of all that. So that was like my favorite season, but my favorite moment, I've only been to one Niner game with my dad, and that was the Niners Giants game. And, in like the third quarter, he's like, can we just get the fuck out of here? And like, I never leave before the end of the games, but my dad is just a pain in the ass to be around if he's grumpy about anything. So I was like, fuck, we're down like three scores. Fine. Like, cause we had to drive back to LA or Santa Barbara. And then all of a sudden I was like, hey, if they score here, we've got a shot. Let's stick around. And then they scored and then they got a turnover and ended up fucking coming back and winning the game in like the craziest fucking ending ever. And so that was my favorite like specific moment. Yeah, it was 40-8, October 2nd. And after that, so that dropped the Niners to 3-2, and they finished the season 13-3. So they went 11-1 after that. Or sorry, 10-1 after that.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
And sorry, 10 straight. They didn't lose until week 17. And they were 13-3, and like they probably even fucking sat
resting the starters.
Steve Young played. But Gerback, Young threw 13 passes, probably came out at halftime or yeah. Sean Salisbury started.
Ooh.
Wow. There's a name. But yeah, so that was favorite season, favorite moment, all Niner related. That was it.
Those were good ones.
Yeah. You guys watching anything? Any TV? Any film review stuff?
I watched Hustle. It was fucking great.
Amazing.
Like it?
Yeah. So amazing.
Good. I mean, nothing like no crazy surprise, nothing, but it was just really good. It was just like one of those. It was kind of, I wouldn't say as far as Ted Lasso, but just feel good, right? And can always use a good feel good movie.
A proper sports movie.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
Did you guys ever see The Scout?
The Brendan
Albert
Fraser?
Brooks and Brendan Fraser.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was good.
A little like more serious version of that almost.
Yes. I mean it was, you know, yeah. No, I like that analogy. I like that comp.
Yeah.
No, that works. No, it was fucking great.
Yeah, Sandler does well with the sports movies. Put a little bit of sport in there. It's going to be okay.
You know, there's the joke about how Adam Sandler, and he might have even just said this, but he's like, he basically picks a place that he wants to go, and then they kind of pick a movie to do in that place. It's like, oh, I want to go to, you know, let's take the kids to Africa. So they find a movie to go do with Drew Barrymore in Africa. They want to do fucking, you know, Hawaii, the fucking movie in Hawaii. And like, that's just kind of how he's running his career now. And my wife pointed out, and if she stole this joke from somebody, I wouldn't be surprised because it's what she does. But that Sandler finally figured out a way to just spend the entire movie in basketball shorts.
Yeah, that's basically it.
I don't know what I was expecting, but it was fantastic. Like 10 out of 10. Loved it. I'm ripping through all the Bert Kreischer stuff on Kreischer.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah.
Bert Kreischer stuff on Netflix. I hadn't done that before. He's good.
Did you know, I read somewhere that the movie Van Wilder is based off of him.
It is.
Did we talk about that already?
No, it is. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. It's like, I've either heard the same urban legend or it absolutely positively is.
I've heard him address it.
I'm sure that it's right. Yeah. How Netflix comedian Bert Kreischer inspired the Van Wilder thing. They don't have the same bodies.
Nope.
Ryan Reynolds has aged way better than Bert Kreischer. Like if he looked like Ryan Reynolds in college.
Dude, can you just turn down the hot takes today?
Yeah.
They continue.
The bear.
I knew you were. I've been meaning to like just text you and be like, how do you like the bear?
It's very, 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 very good.
I figured you'd
most like cooking movies and shows and anything that Hollywood tries to do as far as cooking goes is usually a very hard miss. Even Chef, which was a great movie, is still a bit of a miss.
There is no conflict in that movie.
Right. Right. That's
I'm sitting there. I'm like, is this movie 7 hours long? Because they haven't even gotten to the point where like something bad happens they have to overcome, and then it just fucking ends.
Yeah, another really good feel good story. So that's it was good, and it's got some cool cooking shit in it, and you know it makes some points. Oliver Platt's also in this in this series, which is funny. But it's Lip, you know, Lip from what's the show? Chicago kids, white kids in Southside Chicago. Shameless. Did you ever watch Shameless?
I have not.
Oh wow. You guys haven't watched Shameless?
No.
Oh, okay.
I stay away from the fucking Showtime stuff. Like I almost never have subscribed to Showtime.
They have so many good shows.
Yeah, but they always go on too long.
I would say the same. Shameless is probably like four seasons too long.
Like the HBO shows are like tight. And like even if like but like there's like 12 seasons of Weeds and they needed 3.
Yeah, yeah. Still good though. But anyway, Shameless is a watch. You should watch them. At least the first like 4 seasons you should watch.
Like if John from Cincinnati was a Showtime show, it would still be on. But HBO canceled it after 1 season.
Yeah, it was going to be a good show too.
I was fully down.
Ray Donovan got it right.
Yeah. Yeah, that was Showtime. Ray Donovan.
But like fantastic. Even what was the Splinter Cell fucking, I think Splinter Cell was its own fucking show on there. But what was the hostage?
The one with Claire Danes?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That went on too long too. Great, great show though.
Yeah.
Solid. For 2 seasons. Great show for 2 seasons. Didn't need Homeland. To go long on that.
Homeland. Yep.
Homeland. That's it. Yeah. How many seasons did Homeland get?
I think it's still on.
No.
8 seasons.
I think I only did 3 of those.
I might have gotten to 4 out of just loyalty.
Yeah.
But there's no way they were getting 5, 6, 7, and 8 out of me.
Is House of Cards HBO?
It's Netflix, wasn't it?
Netflix.
Oh yeah. Well, that's just because of Spacey, but House of Cards should have never put out that last season because it was awful.
They had to wrap it up.
Yeah, it was bad.
They had to wrap it up both to just put it to bed, and
it got to Nip Tuck.
What
else? Anyway, the bear is fantastic, and it's very obviously it's geared towards service industry people, especially higher end cooks and cooks in general. But I think the average person can also enjoy it because it's got some really good character development so far. The comic relief is fantastic. The storyline's very good. The acting's very good. Maddie Matheson is in it. It's just a good show. So I highly recommend if you've ever worked in a kitchen.
Duh, bears.
And it's in Chicago as well.
Like Billions is on season 5. Like they're going into season 6.
I never watched Billions. I
missed that one.
Succession. See, we never talked about that. It was Inception.
Memento. Like Californication got 7 seasons, for fuck's sake. Like, have some respect for yourself, Showtime.
Did it really?
Yeah.
7? I like
7 seasons.
I always like that show.
Dexter, 8, plus Dexter the New Blood, which is on now. Fuck you.
Yeah, that's too much.
They wrapped up Sopranos in 6 seasons, assholes. You can wrap up fucking Dexter in 4, okay? Fucking Christ. But this is why I don't ever need to have Showtime just because I know what's going to happen. I'm going to like a show. It'll be good for three seasons. Then it'll be on for five more.
Yeah, I haven't had Showtime in a while.
Ray Donovan is through seven seasons. The it's fuck over, you, when can't you wrap a show up in six seasons, Showtime?
And it ended in a movie.
Shameless is, how many fucking seasons is Shameless on?
Like, Shameless is like 13.
Yeah, 10.
11 seasons, 134 episodes of William H. Macy.
Wow, like I'm probably two seasons behind. But Emmy Rossum, when Emmy Rossum left the show, that was pretty much the end of it.
Trevor, if you're two seasons behind on Showtime, you'll never catch up.
Yeah.
I feel like that's how it happens. And I'm like, oh, I forgot about that show. Like that happens a lot.
Yeah, fucking Showtime, man.
Anyways, that's why I don't fucking subscribe to Showtime. And like, I don't regret ever missing. Like, as good as their shows probably are, I'm not going to watch something for seven seasons. Ever. The craziest thing I've ever seen anybody do with a fucking TV series. My wife watched every episode of The Good Wife.
How many episodes is that?
While she was pregnant. Here's the thing. The Good Wife is network television. It is seven seasons, 23 episodes a season.
With commercials, too. Like, that's just that's the word. I couldn't do that. Like, mine still watches This Is Us. Three
episodes a season.
Yeah. I mean, Grey's Anatomy. 7,000.
That's a nighttime soap opera at this point. It's just never gonna fucking end.
No, it can't. It's unbelievable. It's still on.
How many episodes is this? I want to know how many fucking episodes this is.
Of what?
Of what?
156 episodes of The Good Wife. She was on. I think she was on maternity leave, and it was just. It was always playing. It was like the fucking Olympics were on. It was just always playing 24/7 in my house. 156 episodes. That's like an ultra marathon.
What the fuck is The Good Wife? I don't even know what that is.
Juliana Margulies, and she's a lawyer, and her husband is a politician who cheats on her in like the first episode, and then she's got to be the good wife and stand up there like that bullshit.
Fair enough.
Not worth watching. What else was there? There's something I was watching.
I've just been ripping For All Mankind.
Yeah, I'm there too. It's so good.
We're doing that as well.
I'm holding off on I'm waiting. I'm gonna rewatch The Boys, but I really want to get caught up on that.
I'm waiting on that because I don't know. I'm just waiting on it. It doesn't seem like a show I can watch in front of the kid, right?
Nope.
The Boys?
Yeah.
you shouldn't watch that in front of anyone.
Yeah, by yourself.
Yeah. Especially the last episode. You gotta watch that show by yourself.
All right. Good note.
I've been seeing a lot of stuff about that.
That last episode?
I didn't watch the episode. I'm not watching. I'm not caught up.
Oh, yeah. It's...
We got a start bench cut that works in the film review. Inglourious Basterds, Django Unchained, Pulp Fiction.
Ooh. Oh, I love all three of those movies.
Well, I think this one's kind of easy.
I think so too, but Doug, where are you on it?
I'm definitely starting Pulp Fiction.
Okay.
I'm going to bench Inglourious Basterds and cut Django.
I'd flip Bastards and Pulp Fiction.
I'm gonna start Bastards.
That's what I'm saying. Sure. I'm starting Bastards.
Why? Wow. Yeah. Bastards is probably one of my favorite movies. It's hard to cut Pulp Fiction because it's the OG and it was such a great movie.
Oh, I'm not cutting it. I'm just benching.
Yeah. I thought you were done. I'm sorry. I'm interrupting.
No. I would. Doug said Pulp, Bastards, Django, and I'm flipping Bastards and Pulp. So Bastards, Pulp, Django is my start bench cut.
Yeah, I probably have to cut Django as well. So Bastards, Pulp, Django. Although Django was highly, highly, highly entertaining movie.
Did you guys like Hateful Eight? Did you watch it?
It didn't hold a candle to any of the three we just read off, but it was still watchable.
Have you seen like the 6-hour version of it on Netflix?
The TV show version of it?
Yeah.
I have not dove into that yet, but I worth it?
Yeah, what is it though?
I didn't finish it. It's just like, it's like basically the extended cut, but they cut it into episodes.
So it's like 6 45-minute episodes or something.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Long.
It feels like we're doing a nothing episode right now because it's not 2 hours. We're not 2 hours in, but we're at 69 minutes. Nice.
Yeah, I think we're just used to doing these fucking marathons.
Start bench cuts just like fucking just going forever.
I got a start bench cut. You want one?
Yeah, fucking hit me.
Power of flight, invisibility, super strength.
Flight, invisibility, super strength.
I'm going to start invisibility 100%. 100% no doubt about start invisibility.
Like, but what would you use it for?
Everything.
For example?
Everything. Just.
If you want to watch me jerk off, just ask.
I mean, you could fucking go, you know, on Wheel of Fortune. And get into the, you know, get into the meeting and get all the clues and shit and then go win a bunch of money. I mean, you could also do that for the lottery. You could do that with other things. You could make a shit ton of money.
Be like a bank robber.
Yeah, all day long. Like get fucking account numbers and shit like that. Like all day long, right? So invisibility for me is a high one. Plus, you could, I don't know, be.
I mean, a VPN and you know, some lessons on YouTube, you could start pulling fucking social security numbers off the fucking internet tomorrow.
Yeah, but I really don't want to do that.
So just because you can walk into the bank, it changes things?
I don't know. There are certain people who, you know, I don't think, you know, there are certain people that it's okay to steal from.
As long as it's federally insured, I can steal from you.
Yeah, or the Federal Reserve for that matter, or, you know, crooked ass motherfuckers kind of thing.
Right.
So you could, you know, this probably, you know, really plays the inner creep in me.
You do want to watch me jerk off.
No, I don't want to watch you jerk off.
Come on, Trevor, Jesus.
Just own up.
I mean, certain people you may not trust. You could really know people, you know, sitting in on conversations and meetings and shit like that. So
maybe a spy.
I think you could do the most with invisibility.
Flight is like,
I'm going to bench flight.
So you're starting invisibility, flight.
And I'm benching on a cutting super strength because with the other two, you don't need it.
Doug, what are you doing?
I think I'm going to start power of flight, man. Who wouldn't want to fly, man?
Sure.
All your invisibility stuff, like, I could just fly away. Like, oh, you don't want to see me? I'm flying away.
But how are you flying? That's the thing. Are you like...
Like fucking like, Superman. Just Superman. Like that.
Okay. So you look cool doing it. You don't have to fly.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not like kicking.
Because if I gotta flap my arm, flight goes to fucking the cut. I don't want to fucking look like a fucking douchebag. Fucking just like I don't want to flap my arms if I gotta fly.
Anyway, I'm flying. All right, I'm benching invisibility and cutting super strength. Invisibility would be a good one, I think, as well.
I'm starting strength.
Okay.
I like this. Go on. Why?
Because everything you guys just said about the other two, like, strength's actually useful.
Like, invisibility is the most useful.
Yeah, but invisibility would, I would end up doing things like the sitting in on conversations thing. Yeah. I know people talk behind my back. I don't want to fucking be there for it.
I'm not there for that. I don't care about what people like say about behind my back. Like, that's fine. It's more about pertinent, you know, very valuable information and things.
Trevor, yeah. You just want to look at old lady in their underwear.
Yeah, and unsee there are, you know, there's yeah.
No, I'm starting strength. Like, I mean, like, so it's like, who am I? Are you Kingpin, I guess, from the comics then with super strength? Or like, no,
you're like,
are you like a human level of super strength? Or are you like Hancock?
Yeah, you're like, it's a superhero super strength. You're Superman.
Yeah, like Superman. Yeah. Superman strength.
Yeah, I'm going with strength. Starting strength, benching flight, cutting invisibility. I just think invisibility is fucking pointless. How can I be the center of attention if nobody can see me?
Yeah, exactly. I care nothing for being the center of attention.
The only cool thing to me to do about with invisibility is fart.
That's a fart in the wind.
Yeah, I mean that would be
sidle thing. Up next to somebody.
Yeah.
And fart. That is how I'd use my fucking powers of invisibility. I would, if I had to be invisible, I wouldn't steal. I wouldn't fucking, you know, be a peeping Tom. I wouldn't be a creep about it much. I would just be, I would just use it for shenanigans.
Just getting on and off elevators farting.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I would certainly use it for shenanigans.
Like,
and it's not like it's a ghost invisibility, like you can't go through walls and shit, but like, so you can touch things and move stuff.
Quit hitting yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I man. Mean,
like, if I was invisible, I would be like in Trevor's ear at the beginning of the podcast going like, can't believe the Browns are going to cut him.
I can do that to myself. Dude, I don't have to do that.
I tell you right now, if some guy was standing on a stage and disappeared, he'd be like, "Oh shit, he's invisible." Like we've seen magic tricks, we've seen guys lift heavy weights. Have you ever seen a human being fly away? Come on, a human being flying away, just la di da, like just gone.
Yeah, but once you've seen them fly once, that's it. You're good.
You could do the world so much right by being invisible.
But like,
you could use it for more good than, well, maybe, I mean, strength would, you know, save people like Superman, but like
Superman be flying and picking people up and saving them.
Yeah. Like strength, you need like with flight strength, you need with something, I think, in order to be like, you know, special. Otherwise you're just, what's the Bruce Willis one?
Unbreakable.
Yeah.
I mean, like he's a nice local superhero.
Yeah.
He's like a farmer's market of superheroes.
Yeah. Or home, you know, you could be like the boys and just, you know, kill people.
You know, the boys.
Spoilers.
Have you never watched it?
Spoiler alert: people die.
But I get the
premise is that like, what if superheroes were just as kind of morally ambiguous as everybody else?
Yes, or worse. Yeah, lots of people die in very gruesome manners.
Fucking awesome! And I guess we're supposed to get Invincible season 2 here, like in the back half of this year.
Oh, are we?
Oh, nice! I kind of forgot about that one.
Yeah, that one.
I went searching for it today, and they're like, "Well, it's not coming out June, so maybe next month." So it's like, it sounds like it's close. It's been about a year. So,
been a minute.
That's all I got. We got the comment. I already, you know, Devin Bush. Shout out Devin Bush. the comment was the Inglourious Bastard one. So, did we get any comments? Fuck yeah, we did. Fuck yeah, we did. So I guess that just leaves one thing.
All right, Hawkey fans.
There's a suppressed yawn in every in every single one.
Every intro
song. I don't know. It's the most consistent thing in the world. It is the Frank Gore of bits within a bit.
Well,
is hockey still going?
No, it's over.
Slap shot.
Fuck yes.
It's over. The Colorado Avalanche have
won. Did a team that didn't exist 20 years ago win it?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. They were the Quebec Nordiques. Greatest jersey of all time.
Nordique.
And those were the Nordiques with Joe Sakic and Peter Forsberg and Patrick Waugh. Or no, I'm sorry. Patrick Waugh was on the Avs. And then the Canadiens. But anyway, that team was just an absolute unstoppable force this year. Even Tampa, who was such a strong team, going for their third Stanley Cup, just was no match for this Avalanche team. I think they lost four games the entire playoffs. Put up a record amount of goals. Just an absolute force. And if they stay together, they'll be a strength for a while. But yeah, hockey season is over. So I'm not sure what we're gonna do for for the extra 45 minutes every week. What do you think we should do?
We go through the rosters like we did last season, player by player. I want to hear about it.
And I want to hear about every Eastern European village that the players are from.
Right. And, every single player gets to, like, walk around the Stanley Cup, so you can report on every single thing.
I could. Yeah, I mean, I could get the inside, because I do have the inside track. I'm like the Schefter
what's with these assholes denting the Stanley Cup?
It happens all the time, but these guys were fucking idiots and did it like during the game. During the trophy presentation.
No class.
That cup has been through some shit.
Way out of line.
I bet it's been through some. I bet somebody's pooped in it.
You
get your day with it, right?
Yeah, it's probably gotten shit in.
At the very least, it's been taken to the bathroom, and fecal matter has landed on it.
There's definitely some hockey sick son of a bitch that is like, I'm going to rub something on here that no one wants to kiss.
Yeah, and in other hockey player news, Alexander Ovechkin scored a goal in a professional Russian soccer game. Retired from hockey and goes and plays with...
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.